Then the fiddler said, "That is your and my house, where we are to live." "Where are your servants?" cried she. "We do not want with servants," said he. "You must do for yourself whatever is to be done. Now make the fire, and put on water, and cook my supper, for I am very tired." But the princess knew nothing of making fires and cooking, and the fiddler was forced to help her. When they had eaten a very scanty meal, they went to bed, but the fiddler called her up very early in the morning to clean the house. Thus they lived for 2 days, and when they had eaten up all there was in the cottage, the man said, "Wife, we can't go on thus, spending money and earning nothing. You must learn to weave baskets." Then he went out and cut willows and brought them home, and she began to weave, but it made her fingers very sore. "I see this work won't do," said he. "Try and spin. Perhaps you'll do that better." So she sat down and tried to spin, but the threads cut her tender fingers till the blood ran. "See now," said the fiddler, "you are good for nothing. You can do no work. What a bargain I have got. However, I'll try and set up a trade in pots and pans, and you shall stand in the markets and sell them." "Alas," sighed she, "if any of my father's court should pass by and see me standing in the market, how they will laugh at me." But her husband did not care for that, and said she must work.